the Paul's farewell address there to the people in Ephesus. That is, he was in Miletus, but they came over from Ephesus to see him. And mostly the presbyters. That means just the elders. And so he's saying, I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. What word is that? We better find out, huh? I mean, that's the one that builds us up and gives us an inheritance forever among those who are consecrated. So what's that word? Well, in one way, it's Jesus himself, right? He is the word of God. But it's also the word is the Father's total expression. And then creation is the expression of the expression. So, to be kept in the Word means to be kept in Jesus. Well, I think the Father does his part. Do we do ours? I mean, are we aware of the Lord all day? Are we aware of the Lord, aware of the Lord any time in the day? Do we have a time when we turn to the Lord in prayer? Then he knelt down, Paul, you know, because he already said, you won't see me anymore. He knew already that this trip to Jerusalem was going to mean his martyrdom. Now, we're in the middle of this prayer. What is going on in the heart of Jesus as he's there with his disciples? See, he's praying for them. And he's praying for the Holy Spirit to come. So John has sort of encapsulated all those desires of the heart of Jesus in this prayer. Keep them in your name. Well, what name is that? Father. The most precious thing we can know is the Father. God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. To know God as Father, you see, is to begin to mature in the Christian life. To know that God is Father, everybody knows that if they believe at all, but to know God as Father is a work, but not a hard one. If we ask the Father, he will show himself to us. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, right? Twice, Paul tells us that the quintessential expression of knowing the Father is what? Abba. Why? Because that's Jesus' prayer. You know, we have the liturgical version. That's the right word. The Lord's Prayer, adapted for everybody. Our Father who art in heaven, you know. But if you look at Luke, he has a shorter version of the Our Father. And when he says there is what? When you pray, say, Abba. Yit, and then the rest of it. You can translate that back into Aramaic, and it's a little poem. Abba. Yit Kadesh Shemak, Tete Malkutak, and so forth. Why is it a little poem? Because it's endearing. It's supposed to be easy to remember. And little by little, to have the Holy Spirit fill that word Abba. All the way through the Gospel, Jesus refers to his Father as Abba. As for that day and hour, no one knows them, not the angels, not the Son, only Abba. So how do we learn what that word bears with it? We pray to the Holy Spirit. And then, during the day, if you get little nudges, you know, turn off the car radio and pray while you're driving. You're angry with that person, forgive them. These little pushes during the day. That's the answer to our prayer, that the Holy Spirit begin to work in us that prayer by which we say, Abba, Father, and come to know the Father. See, there's nothing behind the Father. I mean, in a way, there's the Son and the Son and the Father behind the Spirit, and the Father behind the Son. I'm making this up. I mean, it's only the Trinity, but you see, there's nothing. When we say Abba, we've gone as far as we can go. We're at the very source of the Trinity himself. And that's why it's so precious. And it's worth praying for. Because when you know how solid, how truthful, how tender the Father is, you have confidence. And that's the gift. And it's the gift of Pentecost, isn't it? God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba. And then, the same thing in Romans, right? Again, the Spirit crying out, Abba, in our spirit, and showing us and proving to us that we are God's children. So that's why, as we get ready for Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit, the primary work of the Spirit is to give us that relationship to the Father. We share Jesus' relationship. With that goes wisdom, courage, whatever we need. But it's precious. And that's why when the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. What did he say? When you pray, say, Father.